couple of months ago, we were hearing of a previously unknown coronavirus in China, paying little attention to the death toll rising somewhere over there. Two couples who were traveling around the Midwest worshiped with us at Christchurch Cathedral. And as happens at the cathedral, our visitors were greeted with a warm welcome by our official greeters, and then by many cathedral members sitting nearby, and they were probably overwhelmed at the peace. By the end of worship, I was told of their presence, their names, where they were from, some details of their travel, that they were ELCA Lutherans, and one of them was an organist. He was happily introduced to Pat, our canon presenter, who gave him a wonderful history of our organ, and up to the choir loft they went. So meanwhile, the others were being given a docent-style tour of the cathedral. I was brought to meet them as they stood before our magnificent reredos, the centerpiece of which is a life-size crucifix. One in the party of four visitors was stunned that we would have a crucifix as our focal point. "We are a resurrection people," she exclaimed. "Why would you want a life-size crucifix in front of you week after week? It feels morbid to me." And I admit I was taken by surprise. In the first 2 weeks of no public gatherings of over 10 people, and therefore no public worship, I prayed the evening order of Compline in the cathedral chancel with the reredos as my backdrop on Facebook Live. So many of the people who joined me commented on how significant and comforting it was to them to gaze upon the familiar, and in some cases not familiar, beloved reredos with the crucifix at its center. In response to those reflections and these days of live streaming from our homes, I took a large, beautifully framed black and white photo of the cathedral reredos to my house. And it hangs behind me as I live stream Compline from my home. As I sat to pray and study and ponder my way to a message for this day, I kept looking up at that picture and finding tears coming readily. We are a resurrection people. However, we cannot come to resurrection without Good Friday. It is to kneel before that crucifix that I went daily to pray for the strength and conviction to follow Christ out into a world where inequities of all sorts, violence, racism, and injustice are part of daily life for far too many. Crucifix before us week after week is far more than a stunning piece of art. It's a reminder to us who would much rather be an Easter people, which we are, yet we must never forget to stand at the foot of the cross, to be overwhelmed by the horror, the pain, the forgiveness, and love of the cross, and make a daily commitment to forgive, love, stand up, and speak out against the very same evils that exist to this day that crucified our Lord. While the authorities of Jesus' day set about putting an innocent man to death because they perceived that he was a threat to their power and authority, as he cared for the forgotten, downtrodden, despised, vulnerable, and rejected of society, and preached, lived, and taught a gospel of love for all neighbors, Jesus, even from the cross, this instrument of torture and death, designed to pull his life and his loved ones apart, rebuilt from the cross what family and community looks like. His first words from the cross are to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple standing nearby, "Here is your mother." while powers and principalities believe they are destroying the bonds of community and family so that their power can grow, he is pulling those bonds back together again. I have often heard this challenging and brutally painful time of pandemic referred to as a global Good Friday. I have seen signs of darkness, grief, sorrow, and death. Most of us track the numbers day by day all around the world and hear horrific stories from our healthcare professionals and workers on the front lines every day. We hear the pain and fear and exhaustion in their voices. We have seen that through this virus, though this virus is indiscriminate on many levels, including those ill and fighting and those dying daily, it still does strike at the vulnerable among us most deeply, even as the economic impact leaves many more of God's beloved people living in vulnerability. I've also seen the deep love of the cross poured out in neighbors sharing resources, signs of support and light in their windows, on yard signs, chalked on sidewalks, online posts, phone calls, food shared, donations to agencies still on the ground in places of deepest need. Sandwiches made, food delivered, water and tent donations so that our downtown neighbors experiencing homelessness and yes, still on the streets can eat and have some form of shelter. When the powers around us oppress or cannot seem to find the will to protect all of its citizens, the love of the cross pours out through God's people, through us. As Richard Rohr wrote in his meditation for this day, the crucifixion of Jesus is the preeminent example of God's love reaching out to us. It is at the same moment the worst and the best thing in human history. In John's telling of the passion of Jesus, Jesus goes willingly to the cross. The cross was a freely chosen revelation of love on the part of God. This global Good Friday has brought fear and suffering to all humanity across the globe, and it has the potential to bring the love of the cross to bear upon our lives in the days and the years to come. Perhaps this is the year, in the midst of a physically distanced Holy Week, and for that matter, for Passover and coming Ramadan, perhaps we will dare to gaze at the cross without leaping to Easter too quickly. Easter is coming, and we are certain of that. Yet the cross itself, the crucified lover of the least, lost, oppressed, and most vulnerable, is a lesson in loving our neighbor as ourselves. All our neighbors, every single one, here and across the globe. Can our hearts be softened toward the suffering of all humanity globally, and those beloved of God in our own homes, our neighborhoods, our communities? Can the love so freely poured out for us on the cross that so many find difficult to even gaze upon make us shift our priorities and attentions to the needs of the other? To spending resources of time, energy, and our own provisions on fighting inequities, oppressive powers, and injustices wherever we see them, despite the cost. This Good Friday in our lifetime, the cross shows us what love looks like and the lengths to which God will go to pour out that love on all humanity. We are this Holy Week, this Good Friday, and this Easter, all living in the midst of this devastating pandemic as it spreads. And the cross beckons us to hold the grief of suffering before us and not look away. To find in the very work of pain and grief that we are softened and can finally let God show us the way toward a greater love and a newfound compassion, understanding, and connection to all humanity. May the sacrifice of the greatest love of the cross lead us from a global Good Friday to a global Easter, where new life and new hope pour forth from us, connecting us all in the love of the cross. My friends, when Jesus declares it is finished, our work of loving greatly in his name